The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, I'm feeling very, very tired, Nicola. Do you know what's funny is that I'm here, of course, we're looking at charts. And listen, yesterday we talked about puppies for the first 3 minutes. The reason why we do this, because people get notifications that we're going live, and we give people a chance to catch up, to watch the sort of broadcast on Facebook before, we get to their charts, because we had a few requests, of course. We talked about puppies yesterday. Anyway, Nick, are you all right? Everything okay with you?
I am, yeah. I like hump day, isn't it? Wednesday. When you get over that Wednesday, it's the hump day. You're halfway through the week.
Yeah, I just realised that.
Need to get ready for our Syrian war at the end of the week anyway.
And talking about hump day, Nick, I'm all alone in my house now, and you're all alone in your house. Both our respective partners have gone away. Hey! Let's pop around! There we are. Let's get our minds away from that. But I'm very tired because my wife said to me, can you call me at 2:30 in the morning because I've got to leave the Holiday Inn to go to the flight, to catch a flight. So I called her and she was up with the kids having breakfast. I said, well, hang on, you got me up at 2:30 and you're awake. Yeah, I didn't want to miss it. I said, why didn't you ask the hotel? Hotel do that. Anyway, so I couldn't go back to sleep then, so I'm up to 2:30. I was on the treadmill at 4:00. Oh, yeah. Watching the Commonwealth Games.
You're so good.
Yes. So anyway, yesterday we talked about puppies, like we said, for 3 minutes until
no.
Speed. Are the charts up and ready to go? I can't see anything. Is it there?
Are up and ready to go. Okay. Yes, we are.
Let me just refresh my page. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, you can see this on our Facebook page or the blog, which is voxmarkets.com/blog. Marvellous stuff. So we've had a couple of requests. Hang on. We're missing one. Did I send you another one? Oh, no. We couldn't... Could we not find Blenheim Natural Resources? They changed their name, BNR.
Well, we've got Blenheim Natural Resources, but we've only got data up to yesterday's price data, because they changed their name and I can't find the new name here at TradingView. I've sent them a message. I'm sure I'll hear soon.
So, AB Dynamics. I don't know much about this company. It was a request.
Yes.
ABDP. what do you reckon on the chart? I see that's a little wedge there.
Yeah, it's sort of a wedge, and not only that, but if we look at the drop that it made from the beginning of January to the low that we made in February, we're trading in between the 618 and 382, so it's like a consolidation zone in the middle, and we need to see a breakout really of this range before we see the next move. I expect it to be to the upside, but I think a dip, I feel like we're going sideways in this one, waiting for the 200-day moving average to catch up. So I think a break back above 958 would be a bullish signal, and that would say that we're on our way higher. And I'd be looking for new highs in this stock, 1,200 and 13,030.
You know what? The markets are quite boring at the moment. I mean, there's a bit of volatility happening, but it's almost like we're in a holding pattern, I just feel like, I don't know, it's because Trump and the trade tariffs, war with China, it's holding everything down, waiting for the next bit of decision, the next bit of movement on that. And we know Trump likes to, talk a big game, then reel it in a bit when the actual deal's done. So hopefully nothing will come of it. But anyway, let's go to the next one then.
I know, we could be at war by the end of the week, and less intelligence than we had last time.
Yeah, you got Syria going on, like you said, all your pictures of that thing happening, apparently chemical attack, but all we've seen was that video. It's the same old thing. I've heard a couple of experts from the Middle East talk, and they're right. I mean, people saying, cheering Trump last time for sending Tomahawk missiles in, and I did. I thought, well done, at last. He's Prince Assad, he's sending a message to him. But what happens is it doesn't seem to work. Look what happened last time with Saddam Hussein. If you get rid of a dictator in the Middle East, all you get are these groups of people taking over, and all hell breaks loose. And that's what happened with Saddam Hussein, isn't it, really? ISIS,
Who's the opposition in Syria? Al-Nusra Front, ISIS, they're terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes it's better to have a bad leader there than all chaotic and hell breaking loose and terrorists going on. Who knows? We've gone from charts to politics. Right, let's go to Two Shields, which is now called BNR, which was called BNR. So look at BNR is probably a better chart to look at.
We're looking at BNR, and BNR has been in a declining wedge, you know, since in a declining wedge, and we're looking for a turn to the upside. So what do we need to see for a turn to the upside and to confirm that we're going higher? We need to start getting above some of these daily moving averages. Yesterday's close, we were right on the daily 20 moving average. If we can get above the daily 50 and the pivot level at 0.4, I think that we go back to the top of the wedge. And then if we can break out above 0.55, we're in the next leg higher, and we should see new highs and probably 1.1. You know, big round number one in this stock is a big deal level. If we extend it back, we can see in 2016, they were the lows for a couple of months, and that was the high in February. So I think round number 1.0 should be our first target, and then 1.19.
Okay, I give you the wrong thing. It's TSI, not TPI. Sorry, did I say TSI? But it's not on it's not on the charts anyway. I mean,
it's isn't it up? I sent them a message. Okay.
Good.
So that's how I see Blenheim, and I think the price should be the same. And so above 0.55, and this declining wedge would be a breakout, and we'd be looking for the big round number one again.
Lovely. All right, next one is Flying Brands. Easy for me to say, FBDU. And they've announced, Imaging Biometrics announces a partnership with Flying Brands there, or they've announced one. So, bit of news out today. Is the share price up? Yeah, it's up by 12.5%.
Yeah, huge day. Now, this has just done what we'd really like Blenheim Natural Resources, or their new name, to do. And that is, you know, break out from this consolidating wedge and get above all those daily moving averages. So Flying Brands has done that. We're above the 200-day, we're above the 50-day. 4.1 should now be really good support. And we're headed back to trend line resistance around 5. And I think above 5.5, we've got a breakout in this one as well.
Okay.
So, this is really positive if we can see some follow-through from these gains today.
Marv's next request is from Opti Biotics. So Opti is ticker. What do you make of the chart?
Yeah, so Opti Biotics has been in a long-term sideways consolidation, really kind of very gradual decline, bouncing off a good trend line support at 53. But to confirm that we're reversing, we need to take out the 200-day moving average and 64, the level. So this, for longs, your next resistance is at 64.6. And if we get above 64.6, we should go back to the top of the range, which takes us to 84. Above 84, we're looking at a breakout. But for now, the key level was going to be 64.6. And if we look back to 2015, those were the lows.
Okay, and the last one request was for no news out as yet. That's part of the issue here. They had an issue with their request for proposal to the government. They asked Tillow to resubmit it because it wasn't appropriate because it was for a company that was revenue generating for the government. Government's guidelines would save that. They've been in a sort of collaborative chat at the moment, but as that's happening, there's been sort of no big news. That's why it's just trading in a pattern there, just above eight and nine pence, really. Now, what do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, you know, but this is a really tight consolidation pattern around the 61.8 fib level, and we're holding support, you know, really good support at 7.68, and every time we dip there, you know, we find buyers. So, you know, when you bunch up this tightly, eventually when you break, you get a really good move, and that's what I'm looking for in this one.
Lovely
so
stuff, yes.
For me, a daily close above 9.06, that would be your breakout sign. And then we could see a run initially to 10.3 in the 200-day moving average, but above that, then we're on our way.
All right. Well, okay, Nicola. Well, listen, have a nice day there. I feel like going to bed. I'm that tired at the moment. I've got no energy. That's thanks to the missus who are going on holidays. Anyway, by the way, if you listen to the podcast, then you can see these videos at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely, Nicola. What are your plans for the
rest of the day? I'm going to stare at Bitcoin and will it higher?
Yeah, that means it won't go higher.
I might trade some oil. Oil is quite interesting. You know,
yes.
We had huge rallies in oil thanks to this serious stress. You know, because if the whole Middle East catches fire again, then that'll be very bullish for oil.
Yeah, someone said Brent is a three-year high.
Yeah. And Brent is massively outperforming US oil because obviously US is a producer now, doesn't need to import any. So really Brent is the trade, yeah.
Okay, cool. Marvellous. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.